Bruh.
Is worthy, it's all that you got. Metal shields on wood, pushed to our back. There's a splinter in your eye, it reads rehab. They shifted the statues for harboring birds.
Well, welcome back to Bra Moment, the very first regularly scheduled Bra Moment show of the spring semester. I'm Andrew Fellows, your host on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. I am joined by a very special guest today. Ben, would you like to introduce yourself a little bit?
Hi, my name is Ben Bortner. I am a student here at Tufts University. I live in Andrew's dorm on the same floor. I am a filmmaker for the Institute of Sketch Comedy here. That's my bio.
Well, that was quite wonderful, Ben. Now, today we both have compiled a playlist of, pretty much whatever we feel like here for you today. You just heard the song Harbor Coat by R.E.M. off of their sophomore album Reckoning from back in 1984. And anything you'd like to add, Ben, on your choices for today?
Sure. Yeah, I sort of just chose some stuff that I've been listening to recently. The first song, I believe, is Stay Free by The Clash.
That's correct.
I'm excited to hear it.
Me too. All right, let's get right to it. This is Stay Free by The Clash on Bruh Moment on 91.5 FM WMFO. Here we go.
My home. based only to abuse. Now you, it hits as hard as hindsight. Lovely in my mind as if I were blind. And you shattered a soul. A rotten house in a perfect town exposed. Though I've been thankful lately that I went back home to you. I've been thankful lately that I went back home. Stood stone like at midnight, suspended in my masquerade, and I combed my hair that was just right and commanded the night brigade. I was hoping the pain and crossed by the rain, and I walked on a crooked crutch. I strode all along to a fallout zone, came out with my soul untouched. I hid in the cloud and wrath of the crowd. When they stretched it down, I stood up. Growing up, the flag of piracy flew from my mast. My sails were set wing to wing. I had a jukebox graduate for first mate. She couldn't sail, but she sure could slam. And I pushed B-52 and bombed them with the blues. With my gear set stubborn on standing, I broke all the rules, straight my old high school. Never once gave thought to landing. I hid in the cloud and warmth of the crowd. When they said come down, I took month-long vacations in the stratosphere. And you know it's really hard to hold your breath. Swear I lost everything I ever loved to fear. I was a cosmic kid in full costume dress. But my feet, they finally took root in the air. But I got me a nice little place in the stars. And I swear I found the key to the universe.
Well, what we just heard was a song by Bruce Springsteen about growing up. And then, before that, we heard a song called Bruce Springsteen about growing up.
Yeah, It's you know, it's really interesting for me as like a someone who hasn't been on the radio before, you know, to see the amount of effort that you put into those parallels.
I mean, I'm so, well, you came up with it, actually. Let's give credit where it's due. I would not have been able to come up with that. I would have probably just said something stupid like, those were two songs that you just heard. They are songs. And before those two, we actually heard a song from The Clash, which is a Ben choice.
Ben Bortner decision. A Ben Bortner ballad.
Certified Ben Bortner moment. Anyway, that's Stay Free off of Give Him Enough Rope. And that Bruce Springsteen song was off of Greetings from Asbury Park, New Jersey, his debut album, in fact. And that the middle song from Strawberry Mountain, Bruce Springsteen was the name, from a local Philly band that I've sort of been on my radar to find more bands in the local area, obviously not this local area. Ben, I understand you have something for us.
Oh, I do, yeah.
I have something for you for us.
Yeah, so a couple minutes ago, Andrew handed me this binder.
And he said
that I had to read a PSA because the FCC requires it. So I chose this one about ladder safety, which I hear is a classic. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders onto the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
That's riveting. Brilliantly read.
Yeah.
Well, that was inspiring and informative. And now back to the music. This is another local Philly band called Hop Along from their album Bark Your Head Off, Dog. This is How Simple from 2 years ago. All right, let's get to it. This is Hop Along on 91.5 WMFO. Okay, we just heard two more excellent songs. The first one was Hop Along, a Philadelphia band from their album Bark Your Head Off Dog, with How Simple, very distinctive vocalist on that one. Always been a fan. And then following that,
It was Who Will Stop the Rain by Creedence Clearwater Revival, which is a fairly popular song.
That's true.
I like it a lot. It's probably one of my favorite Creedence Clearwater Revival songs. Every time I say that, I'm always worried I'll like mess up the name in some way.
What do you mean?
Well, just that it's a bit alliterative. It's kind of
right, yeah, yeah. It's a bit of a mouthful.
Yeah.
So something's happening today, Ben.
That's true.
Something happening this evening.
Right. Yeah.
It's the greatest holiday in America, I would say, at least. The Super Bowl is, of course, what I'm referencing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Greatest holiday in America.
I mean, it's bold. It's bold. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But it's uniquely American.
Just like, you know, just like the 4th of July is like uniquely American.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Yeah, I'd say so.
Or Christmas, too.
Christmas is uniquely American. Yeah. Or Hanukkah.
Yeah, or Halloween. Yeah, you know. Yeah. Every holiday is uniquely American.
Yeah.
We've appropriated everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, so who are you rooting for in the Super Bowl, Ben?
It's the 69ers, right? Is that the
It's yes, the 69ers. Ben, I think you might need to get a little bit closer to the mic. I can't hear you incredibly well.
It's the 69ers playing tonight, and also
excuse me. That may have improved it. There you go.
It's the 69ers playing tonight, and also the Captains, I believe is their name.
The Captains.
The Captains.
Yes,
yeah.
The Captains. Yes. Where is it? Wichita?
Wichita,
isn't it?
Wichita, Wichita, New Jersey.
Yes, yeah. Yes, that's the one. That'll
and,
do it.
The 69ers are from the North Pole, actually.
The North Pole,
yeah,
of course. Yes.
So I'm really excited for this match tonight because I'm a very big soccer fan.
You know, always been a fan of tennis. Love Nadal, love Federer. I'm excited to see who comes out on top. You know, it's really a toss-up for me. I mean, I'm not sure.
You know, when Federer said that he was officially working for Santa Claus this year.
I know, that was a curveball, right?
Yeah, I was like, wow, you know, that seems like a bit, what a plot twist, right? Like, I mean, after a whole career, like, saying that he's explicitly anti-elf. Like,
I know.
I think it's completely ridiculous for him to turn around. You know, obviously, I think it's a change. I'm, like, an egalitarian. I'm pro-elf rights. But, you know, I think there are a lot of people out there, and I think a lot of Captains fans tonight from Wichita, New Jersey are going to be like, wow. You know, I was not expecting, Federer to come out in support of the elves tonight.
That's true. It's a bold political move
for Santa, especially in our current, political environment. So.
Yeah. You know, here at WMFO, if we ever have a political conversation, we actually have to put it in an official logbook. We have to log every political conversation.
Oh, okay.
So I guess that's what we're going to have to do, because this is a serious political matter.
Yeah.
As well as a sports matter. So anyway, if you're joining us now, this is Ben and Andrew's sports radio on WMFO, the finest in broadcasting. Good
sure.
Lord.
Yeah.
Anything you'd like to add about the match tonight? Any hopes, any dreams?
I don't know. I'm really interested to see what will happen on the debate stage, I think.
So true.
And I think the halftime show is, going to be very interesting this year.
It's a bold choice to include Brian Eno performing his entirety of his ambient works all at once, all played over each other.
Yeah, I heard a rumor that he's not just going to play that. He's going to play every single song, like a recording of every single song he's ever produced.
Oh.
Yeah.
In order or over each other?
Well,
because that's what
time.
I heard. At the same time. Yeah, that'll save time, definitely.
Yeah, and I think that's going to definitely make for an interesting halftime show.
Right, so. Right. Well, that is certainly something to look forward to. Tune in to either NBC, ABC, or Fox, or CBS, because I'm not sure which one is on.
I think also Netflix.
Also right? Netflix.
Yeah.
Yes, and the Neural Network.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So now that that has been properly discussed, and we've had our, social interest moment, our pop culture moment for this hour, let's get back to the music before you all tune out and report us for low-quality broadcasting. So this is some more indie pop, some Tennis from, well, one of their newer singles called Need Your Love. Yeah, that's about it. Let's get back to the music, fellas.
Gets lonely. guess every form of refuge has its price. And it breaks her heart to think her love is only given to a man with hands as cold as ice. So she tells him she must go out for the evening to comfort an old friend who's feeling down. But he knows where she's going and she's leaving. She is headed for the cheating side of town. You can't.
You set it up so
And we're back on Bra Moment, having just heard the Eagles with Lion Eyes, a Ben Bortner selection.
It's actually just Eagles. There's no the.
Come on. I'm thinking about the Eagles, the football team. This is the only way that they'll get to play today,
it's a great
bro.
Band.
Good Lord. And before that, we heard Need Your Love by Tennis off of their single Need Your Love. It's not an album. Can't say it's an album. Not yet.
Actually, I played Lion Eyes by Eagles as a test, Andrew, because there have been some reports from a local, I believe the Tufts Daily, has cited you as saying, quote, I don't like the Eagles very much.
Yeah.
That's in quotes.
I also said that in the Carpenter House common room.
It's true, and that's where the article came from. That's where the quote came from, I believe.
Do they have, like, spies in,
yeah,
in Carpenter?
I think Arpin works for the Tufts Daily.
Oh, does he? Of course. Of course he would wrap me up.
I played that song as a test, really, because I wanted to see if you were telling the truth. And I actually, here in WMFO, I actually observed
you don't say it.
Humming along to Lying Eyes by Eagles.
I swear I don't like them.
Supposedly don't like
them. They're just, it's infectious music. They like, they make, it's pop, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. I still don't like it. I will not concede here because...
I unashamedly love the Eagles.
That's okay.
Eagles, just Eagles.
Okay, Dad.
There's no the. Yeah.
Yes. It is Eagles. I'll try to distance myself from them. But anyway, the Eagles, the football team, are not playing today.
They're not.
They're not playing today. Why is that? Why do you think that is?
Well, you're a native Philadelphia resident.
Yes. I do.
I'm from right here. I'm from Somerville, Massachusetts. I don't really know much about the Eagles football team. But I do know that I think they were recently kidnapped by aliens.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
I had not heard of this.
Yeah. I mean, it only makes sense, right? I mean, given how much... I mean, you know a lot more about sports than I do, but it seems like you were really expecting the Eagles to play in the Super Bowl today.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
Like, did they get hit by a truck? Did they get shot down or something in their flight to Miami?
Yeah. And I mean, honestly, people have been, like, looking for Barack Obama, too, as their star player. Yeah.
I know.
Because they weren't quite sure how they were going to... you know, get up on the stage and, like, play guitar without him.
Exactly.
But, yeah.
And their backup quarterback, William Penn, he's dead, apparently. He's been dead for, like, 300 years. Who knew that? He was in the draft this year. What happened?
They didn't even think about it.
He was, like, a first-round draft pick.
I think it really shows some faults in, like, the NHL, their leadership and their organization. Right
oh,
now.
Absolutely.
And I honestly do think it has a lot to do with, you know, just the whole situation over there. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah, over
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Yeah. In that place, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like they just like none of them have hands anymore. After all
it's
their
despicable.
Hands got cut off. Like, you know, they can't make proper listings of anything. They just have to use Siri to like vocalize everything, to type everything in.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's heartbreaking.
It's a real tragedy. Yeah. I say we should, you know, help the NHL out. I think they should really hire someone with hands to type out all the to type
Well, out you know the why they're called the NHL though, right? The No Hands League. All right. Well, that's enough silliness, I think, before Ben collapses. All right, let's get back to the music. This is another old time classic from Otis Redding here on 91.5 WMFO on Bra Moment. This is Don't Mess with Cupid.
Yeah.
Okay, and we are back for the final time on 91.5 WMFO Medford on the illustrious Bruh Moment. We're about to close out the show. We just heard Slow Dive with When the Sun Hits from Souvlaki, and before that, Always with Dreams Tonight off of Antisocialities, a song, believe it or not, I just discovered yesterday. Beautiful, beautiful dream pop from back in 2017. And that about wraps things up. Any final words you'd like to give, Ben?
Yeah, sure. It's been great being here. I'm glad you invited me on the show. Should I
wish I could say the same.
should I promote anything that I have to promote? Or?
Sure, go ahead.
All right. My YouTube channel where I publish video essays and short films that I make is youtube.com/BenBortner. I believe that's the link. I do videos for the Institute Sketch Comedy, which is the Institute Sketch Comedy on YouTube. So, and also my Twitter handle is @BortnerBen. So thank you for inviting me.
All right, thank you for joining me, Ben. This has been a beautiful bro moment. This has been a beautiful moment. All right, enough of that. I'll shut up.
He does those puns.
Yeah, you are. And so to close this out today, another indie pop classic. This is Phoebe Bridgers with Motion Sickness. Good evening. Good night. See you next week.
Good night.
Peace.